Sports Coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland. WPGW AM and FM Portland.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at Twin Valley South High School at West Alexandria, Ohio, as we have Fort Recovery and Twin Valley South in high school volleyball coming up this evening. It's the season opener for both teams, so both teams start with even records at 0-0. Wishing the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in this match and throughout the year. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. The Family Dentistry of Dr. Tom Banna wishing the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck. We're set to go here. Fort Recovery won the toss, so they elected to serve first. And starting for Fort Recovery today will be Alexis Bupp, Brooke Garkey, also Maddie Rammel, Cassie Martin, Kelsey Judy, and Carly Stone, with Kaya Wendell being the libero. And Kaya will go in there, and Brooke Garkey will come out to start the first serve here. Fort Recovery won the junior varsity match 25-16, 25-13. Here's the first serve by Kaya Wendell. It's a good serve. Here's the set for Twin Valley South. Back over to Fort Recovery. Bupp passes up front. There's the hit by Carly Stone, and Carly gets the kill. So Carly Stone starts things off with a kill for Fort Recovery. Makes it 1-0. Lady Indians on top. Kaya Wendell will serve again. Kaya is quite a server. Nice to have her back this year for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Back over to Fort Recovery. And there's a kill for Fort Recovery's Maddie Rammel. So it's 2-0. Fort Recovery in the lead here. Here comes Kaya Wendell with her third serve. It's a good one. Dug out. Here's the set and the hit back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set for Carly Stone, and she gets a kill. Carly Stone with the kill. Makes it 3-0 now. Lady Indians in the lead here in the early going. Next serve by Carly. It's a ace serve. 4-0. Lady Indians out to a really quick lead here. Over again, Twin Valley South, our opponents this evening. There's the serve again, another good one. And the hit into the net, blocked. Back over to Twin Valley South. There's a smash and a kill for Fort Recovery's Cassidy Martin. She was waiting right at the net and slammed it right down the throat of Twin Valley South to make it 5-0. Kaya Wendell with 5 straight points. And Twin Valley South wants to call time here to kind of regroup. So with the score 5-0, we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and Bern in Union City, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 to schedule an appointment. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Ta-da! The year is half over, and are you meeting your New Year's resolutions?
No.
If not, do not give up. Was your goal to shed a few extra pounds?
Yes.
If so...
So?
Try to incorporate some turkey meat into your diet.
Oh!
Turkey is high in protein and low in calories.
Cool!
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio wishes you the best in meeting your goals, and eat more Cooper smoked turkey from the Wayne Street Market.
Yum, yum!
Here we go. Kaya Wendell's another serve, and Twin Valley South cannot make the return. It's another service point for Kaya. I'm not going to call that one an ace, but close to it. It's now 6-0. There's the serve by Kaya. It's good again. Here's the hit back to full recovery, and they finally get a kill. And I think that was Riley Gerhart with the kill for Twin Valley South, the Lady Panthers. And so their first serve coming up here, Mylon Cruz will be the server. And it's a good serve dug out by Kaya Wendell. Here's the set to Carly Stone, and Carly gets the kill. Give the assist there to Kelsey Judy. So Fort Recovery gets the serve back again. And now serving for the Lady Indians is Maddie Randall. Fort Recovery out to a big lead here, 7-1 early on. And Twin Valley South cannot get the serve returned. There's Maddie's service points. And it's now 8-1 for recovery leading Twin Valley South. We're on the radio tonight, WPGW AM and FM in Portland and 105.3 FM. And also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Welcome to the broadcast this evening. There's another good serve by Maddie Ramel back to Fort Recovery. The set and the smash, and they're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. Going to say Cassidy Martin was in the net, so point for Twin Valley South. And they will go back to serve with the Riley Gerhart serving now for Twin Valley South, and it's a service error into the net. Boy, when you're down by a big margin, you don't want to make those kind of errors. Alexis Bupp will go out, and coming in is Paige Judy for Fort Recovery. 9-2 now is the score. Here's Carly Stone serving, and it's an ace serve. Carly Stone gets an ace. Nice, solid smash. That was tough to play for Twin Valley South. Like one of the Lady Panthers got injured, so we'll be back in just a moment.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, Carly Stone going out of the lineup for Twin Valley South was Riley Gerhart shaken up there. Carly Stone just nailed two ace serves. That's three ace serves in a row for her. Here she goes again. It's another nice serve. This time Twin Valley South able to play it. Here's the set and the hit back to Fort Recovery. Here's Fort Recovery's Maddie Ramel setting for the Lady Indians. They're going to say, looks like Paige Judy was across the line or in the net, one or the other. So point for Twin Valley South. That makes it 12-3. Now serving for Twin Valley South will be Claire Fergus, I believe. And she gets an ace. It's their first service point of the evening. No, I'm sorry, I'm incorrect. It's Audrey Chesney. Audrey Chesney got the ace. There's another good serve. Fort Recovery will play it. Ramel goes over to Paige Judy. There's a hit back across. A set for Twin Valley South, and they can't get it across the net. Point Fort Recovery, so the serve comes to an end for Twin Valley South's Audrey Chesney. And Fort Recovery bumps the lead to 13-4. Now going back to serve is Hannah Kanapke. Hannah's first serve of the evening. And it's dug out by Twin Valley South. And Carly Stone tried to save it, but she couldn't. And so it goes point Twin Valley South. I did not see who that was that got the kill there. Claire Fergus will serve now for Twin Valley South, the Lady Panthers. It's a good serve dug out by Olivia Patch. And Maddie Ramel goes over to Hannah Kanapke, back over to Twin Valley South. And then Twin Valley South hits it out of bounds coming back. So Fort Recovery picks up a point. Now serving for the Lady Indians will be Kelsey Judy, 5'9 senior. Bounces the ball. 14-5. Lady Indians up by 9 here in the first set tonight. And there's an ace serve for Fort Recovery's Kelsey Judy. She will serve again. Boy, we've had 5 ace serves for the Lady Indians so far here in the first set. Coach of Fort Recovery is Chelsea Colley. Changed names, but same coach. Chelsea Rogers last year, this year's Chelsea Colley. As she was married between last year and this year. Is a smash by Fort Recovery's Paige Judy, and she gets the kill. That's Paige's first kill, and it's now 16-5. Another service point there for Kelsey Judy. She will serve again. And this time, just barely out. Service there. Point goes to Twin Valley South. And they will be going back to serve now. This time it's Mackenzie Neal serving for Recovery's Carly Stone. Sets to Maddie Rammel, and it's Maddie Rammel getting the kill. Just a little dink shot across the net. Makes it 17-6 now. We'll have the match on Thursday also. Fort Recovery hosting Arcanum at the Fortside Fieldhouse on Thursday night around 6:30 for the broadcast. We invite you to tune in for that. There's a good serve and not able to return it as Twin Valley South. I'm not going to give Alexis an ace there, but a service point for Alexis Bupp. And that makes it 18-6. Fort Recovery in command here. Next serve. Alexis Bupp over to Twin Valley South. The set and the smash. And the block for Fort Recovery by Brooke Garkey. Give Brooke a nice block and a point for Fort Recovery. It's 19-6 now. Alexis Bupp picks up another service point. She'll serve again. And it is a good serve again. And Twin Valley South can't play it. Again, I'm not going to give her an ace on that. They should have been able to play it, but didn't get it done. And another timeout, another service point for Alexis Bupp, and that makes the score 20-6. Fort Recovery in the lead here in the first set. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Summer's longest days are here, and Nature's Green Nursery wants you to be able to enjoy these long nights at home in your very own backyard. So visit Nature's Green Nursery for all of your outdoor furniture needs. They have a great selection for you to choose from. And be sure to check out all their beautiful annuals and pond plants, too. Nature's Green has just what you need for your home, garden, or outdoor spaces. Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery and Salina.
They just gave Fort Recovery a point, Twin Valley South. Some kind of an illegal rotation or something there. So Fort Recovery now leading 21-6. Alexis Bupp will serve. Good serve. Here's the dig. The set and the hit back to Fort Recovery, but they didn't get it over the net. But it was partially blocked there by Fort Recovery, so they let Twin Valley South play it again. Now back to Fort Recovery. Here's a pass to the front line and the hit back over by Fort Recovery by Brooke Garkey. Did they give her the point? Nope, they said it was out of bounds. Point Twin Valley South. Makes it 21-7 now. Recovery's first match of the year here. Again, they'll play against Arcanum on Thursday at home, which we'll have also on the radio for you on Thursday night. There's an ace serve for Twin Valley South as Fort Recovery's Hannah Kanapke just couldn't get it up in the air there. So congratulations to Megan Carson for the ace serve. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. Carly Stone with a smash and as will be the case many times this year, a kill for Carly. Once she gets that clear pass, she has a pretty wicked hit. Carly coming off a great year last year. There's the next serve by Kaya Wendell. It's a good serve. Kaya serving for her second time tonight. For recovery, we'll get it back over. A little dink by Carly Stone, and Carly Stone gets another kill. Kill number four for Carly. And it's 23-8 now. Kaya Wendell picks up another service point. She has a bunch here in this first game. There's the dig by Twin Valley South. Just free-balling it over for recovery on the set. Here's the smash and the kill. Getting the kill that time for Fort Recovery was Maddie Rammel. And give the assist to Cassidy Martin. Kaya Wendell, another service point. She'll serve again. It's 24-8. Here's the set point here. Twin Valley South hits it back to Fort Recovery. Kaya Wendell on the dig. Here's the set to Carly Stone, and she gets the kill. Give the assist there to Kelsey Judy. Carly Stone with another kill, and Kaya Wendell with another service point. And that ends the first game. It's 25-8 for recovery with the victory over Twin Valley South. We'll return with more here in a moment from Twin Valley South High School down at West Alexandria right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Joyce, Deli Manager at Wayne Street Markets. The heat is rising outside, and so is our prices. Too hot to cook? Try our deli chicken and JoJo fries. On Wednesday after 3 and all day on Sundays, we have a 12-piece bucket chicken with JoJo fries for $12.99. Save $2. Also, don't forget, every Tuesday, Tenderloin Tuesday, $2.69 a sandwich and $4.29 for a meal. Don't forget, in August, schools will be starting. Watch for children and school buses. And always thanks for shopping Wayne Street, IGA, and Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a selection of breast pumps, including the reliable Medela brand, and our team of specialists provide moms with useful tips for operation. Most health plans now cover breast pumps at 100%, and we will bill your insurance company and handle all the paperwork. From vaccines, compression stockings, breast pumps, baby care items, stop and explore what Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and Bernie Union City, Indiana, can provide you during and after your pregnancy. Health caring for you and about you.
Ta-da! It is safety, man. Folks, believe it or not, the days are getting shorter, and the sun is giving off a lot of glare in the mornings and evenings. The crops are tall, and remember, it is hard to see around them intersections.
What are you trying to tell me, safety man?
Well, PG, when you are on the road, walking, running, biking, driving, remember, it is hard for others to see you. Give them plenty of room, and always wear reflective clothing. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Twin Valley South High School, our first volleyball broadcast of the season as Fort Recovery taking on Twin Valley South. We won the reserve match 25-16, 25-13, and here in the varsity so far, Fort Recovery wins the first set 25-8. Some of the highlights, Kaya Wendell had 9 service points in that first game. Also was 5 kills for Carly Stone and 3 ace serves. Kelsey Judy had 3 service points, including an ace. Maddie Rammel had 3 kills and a service point. Cassidy Martin had a kill. Also, Brooke Garkey with a very nice block. And Alexis Bupp had 3 service points. And Paige Judy had 1 kill. So those are my unofficial stats in the first set here for Fort Recovery. They win fairly easily, 25-8. Moving on to set number 2 now. Once again, we'll be broadcasting the Arcana match on Thursday at home and then Jay County next Tuesday. That should be a challenging match for both teams, Jay County and Fort Recovery. That'll be at Jay County next Tuesday on the 29th. And then Delphus St. John's comes into town on Thursday, August 31st. We'll have that match for you also on the radio. Then it's the St. Mary's Invitational. There are only three teams participating this year, so Fort Recovery will only be playing two matches in that. That'll be on Saturday, September 2nd, and we'll be there to cover that for you as well. Not sure if we'll end up doing one or two. It kind of depends on what our football, our college football schedule is. We'll have Notre Dame football on our FM station this year at 100.9 and IU football at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Again, tonight we're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We welcome all you Fort Recovery Radio listeners to our broadcast this evening. Here's the first serve for Twin Valley South. Here's a kill for Fort Recovery, but they're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. That would have been a kill there for Cassidy Martin, but they said Cassidy was into the net. So point Twin Valley South, and give the service point to Mylon Cruz for Twin Valley South. There's another serve. Fort Recovery's going to have to free ball it over. Kaya Wendell just barely gets it over. Here's the set for Twin Valley South, and what are they going to call? Must be a double hit called on Twin Valley South. Ooh. Mylon Cruz gets called for a double hit. That'll give Fort Recovery the point, and going back to serve is Maddie Ramble. Here comes her first one. It's a good one, dug out by Twin Valley South. The set. Here's the hit into the net. Hitting that into the net that time was Megan Carson. And Fort Recovery picks up the point. And the service point for Maddie Ramel. Maddie will serve again. Good serve. And Twin Valley South is going to have to free ball it over, and they get it over. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. And Cassidy Ramel on a dink. And she gets the kill. Cassidy Ramel with the kill. Another service point for Maddie Ramel. That makes it now 3-1. Fort Recovery out to an early lead here in the second set. Here's the dig by Twin Valley South. And getting a kill there was Carly Stone. Carly, a little dink hit back, and Twin Valley South could not handle it. That's the sixth kill of the evening for Carly. And give Maddie Ramel another service point. Here's the next serve by Maddie as we lead 4-1. And it's an ace serve by Maddie Ramel. That should have been fielded. That wasn't that tough of a serve for Twin Valley South, but they just didn't get it done. Maddie Ramel says, I don't mind. It gives me an ace serve there. Here's another serve by Maddie. It's a good one. Just free balling it over now is Twin Valley South. Olivia Patch on the block. And Twin Valley South cannot return. Gets Fort Recovery with a point. Another service point for Maddie Ramel. She's had 2, 4, 5 straight here in this serve. Another serve. It's good. Dug out by Twin Valley South. Here's a set and the hit back over. Ramel will set for Olivia Patch. And they're going to say Olivia must have carried the ball in the hit there. So tough call there for Olivia. That'll give Twin Valley South the service back, and they quickly give it back to Fort Recovery as hitting it over on the service air was Megan Carson. And that'll give Carly Stone a chance to serve. Carly Stone, a senior for Fort Recovery. Into the net. Service error for Carly Stone. So Twin Valley South gets it back real quickly. Seniors for Fort Recovery this year, we've got Kyle Wendell and Kelsey Judy and Carly Stone and Alexis Buck. Those are your four seniors. There's a smash and a kill by Cassidy Martin. Cassidy Martin picks up kill number 3. Cassidy's a junior on this team. Now going back to serve, I want to thank the folks here at Twin Valley South for their hospitality, by the way, helping us with our broadcast arrangements. There's an ace serve right on the line for Fort Recovery's Hannah Kanapke. She gets her first ace serve of the evening. Makes it 9-3, Fort Recovery in the lead. Here's the next serve, and it is out of bounds on the dig. Ace, I'm going to go ahead and give an ace serve there to Hannah Kanapke again. Makes it 10-3 now, Fort Recovery in the lead here in the second set. We won the first set 25-8. So Fort Recovery kind of having their way tonight here. Here's the serve. And right at the net, Brooke Garkey able to hit it back over, and Brooke gets the kill. Brooke's had a block and a kill tonight. And another service point for Hannah Kanapke. Hannah will serve again with the score 11-3. Here's the dig by Twin Valley South. The smash. That's a good smash. That's their best smash of the night. But Fort Recovery plays it. And into the net goes Paige Judy. So service point for Twin Valley South, or I should say point for Twin Valley South. That ends the service of Hannah Kanapke. Now here's Claire Fergus serving for Twin Valley South. It's a good serve. Here's the hit back over to Twin Valley South. And there's a kill for Fort Recovery's Brooke Garkey. Her second kill of the evening. Makes it 12-4 now. Olivia Patch will go out of the lineup. Coming in to serve is Kelsey Judy. She has three service points so far tonight, including an ace. Here's the next serve for Kelsey. It's dug out. Twin Valley South in trouble. They free ball it over. Here's the smash by Fort Recovery by Paige Judy, and she gets the kill. 13-4 now. Fort Recovery leads by 9. Cassidy Martin serving. No, I'm sorry. Incorrect. Kelsey Judy serving. And Kelsey gets an ace. Fort Recovery quickly moving in control here in this second set this evening. Play the best 3 out of 5, of course, in high school volleyball. And Fort Recovery's looking really good right now. And an ace serve for Fort Recovery's Kelsey Judy, her third ace of the evening. Makes it 15-4 now. And Twin Valley South is going to call timeout. Timeout, Twin Valley South. The Lady Indians leading 15-4. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Summer's longest days are here, and Nature's Green Nursery wants you to be able to enjoy these long nights at home in your very own backyard. So visit Nature's Green Nursery for all of your outdoor furniture needs. They have a great selection for you to choose from. And be sure to check out all their beautiful annuals and pond plants, too. Nature's Green has just what you need for your home, garden, or outdoor spaces. Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery and Salina.
And Nature's Green would like to remind you their Salina location is now closed for the season. And, of course, they're the people to see for all your fall planting needs. That's Nature's Green Nursery on State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery, as there's an ace serve for Kelsey Judy. That is her fourth ace of the evening. She is on her roll here. There's another serve by Kelsey. Another ace. That one was hit right at Mackenzie Neal for Twin Valley South, and she just couldn't play it. Kelsey is the libero for Twin Valley South. Kaya Wendell is the libero for Fort Recovery. Here's another serve. This time it's passed to the front line and the set. Here's the smash. There it's played by Kelsey Judy. And they're going to say somebody was in the net for Twin Valley South. Point for Fort Recovery. Kelsey Judy will continue her serve. She's run off a lot of points here. There's a good serve. There's the dig by Twin Valley South. They just have to free ball it over. Carly Stone passes to the front line. There's a smash. And not sure what that call was, but it's a point Fort Recovery, I can tell you that. 19-4 now. Lady Indians leading by 15 here in the second set. They won the first set already, 25-8. Here's the serve by Kelsey Judy again. Here's the smash. The set by Fort Recovery. Hitting it over is Paige Judy. Now Twin Valley South back to Fort Recovery. Here's the pass to the net. The smash by Paige Judy. Twin Valley South keeps it in play. Here's the hit and a block by Fort Recovery. Getting the block there for the Lady Indians was Brooke Garkey and Maddie Rammel. And it's another service point for Kelsey Judy. Well, I don't know how many in a row she has here, but it is a bunch. Another serve that, well, Twin Valley South gets it over. They save it there. And Fort Recovery cannot return it. So Twin Valley South picks up the point. They finally break the service of Kelsey Judy after a run of, probably close to 10 service points there. 8-10. 20-5 now. Fort Recovery leading. Here's the smash back to Twin Valley South by Brooke Garkey. And the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Again, they call an illegal hit, I think, on Fort Recovery. Yep, double hit on somebody. So a point for Twin Valley South. Mackenzie Neal picks up a service point. Another serve. Here's the set and the smash by Maddie Rammel. Played by Twin Valley South. The set for them. Outside hitter. Smashes back to Carly Stone. Carly passes to the front line. And dinking it over was Fort Recovery's Paige Judy with her third kill of the evening. It's now 21-6. Paige Judy will go out of the lineup, and coming in is Alexis Bump. Alexis will serve now. And it's a good serve, and Twin Valley South can't get it returned. I'm not going to give her an ace on that, but close. Alexis Buck picks up a service point. It's 22-6. She can close this set out here with three more points. Good serve again. Dug out by Twin Valley South. The set. Outside hitter will smash it. Fort Recovery's able to play it. Here's Carly Stone. Cross court smash and got the kill. Carly Stone. That is her seventh kill of the evening. 23-6 now, and another service point for Alexis Bupp. 17-point lead here for the Lady Indians. Just a matter of closing this set out. Good serve back over to Fort Recovery. Here's Carly Stone on a smash and got the kill and give the assist there to Kelsey Judy. Carly Stone now with 8 kills on the night. And another service point for Alexis Bupp. 24-6. Here's set points. Good serve. Pass to the net. Here's the smash by Twin Valley South. They get it across. Fort Recovery's Carly Stone dinks it over, and they can't return it. Give Carly Stone another kill, her ninth of the evening, and Fort Recovery wins set number 2, 25-6. Fort Recovery leads 2-0, and they've already won the junior varsity match tonight, 25-16, 25-13. Lady Indians leading the Lady Panthers here, 2-0. We'll return in just a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce, Deli Manager at Wayne Street Markets. The heat is rising outside and so is our prices. Too hot to cook? Try our deli chicken and Jojo fries. On Wednesday after 3 and all day on Sundays, we have a 12-piece bucket chicken with Jojo fries for $12.99. Save $2. Also, don't forget, every Tuesday, Tenderloin Tuesday, $2.69 a sandwich and $4.29 for a meal. Don't forget, in August, schools will be starting. Watch for children and school buses. And always thanks for shopping Wayne Street, IGA, and Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and Bern in Union City, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 to schedule an appointment. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Ta-da! The year is half over, and are you meeting your New Year's resolutions?
No.
If not, do not give up. Was your goal to shed a few extra pounds?
Yes.
If so...
So?
Try to incorporate some turkey meat into your diet.
Oh!
Turkey is high in protein and low in calories.
Cool!
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio wishes you the best in meeting your goals and eat more Cooper smoked turkey from the Wayne Street Market.
Yum, yum!
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back at Twin Valley South, Fort Recovery leading two sets to none as we head into the third set here. Fort Recovery is going to have, when we start action here, Kelsey Judy and also Brooke Garkey's out there. Looks like Alexis Bupp is out there. Also Carly Stone, Cassidy Martin, and Maddie Rammel on the court right now for the Lady Indians. Fort Recovery will have the serve here to start the third set. And I think it's going to be Alexis Bupp doing the serving. Maybe I'm wrong on that. Let's see. Nope, because they're going to send Kaya Wendell in, and Kaya's going to do the serving. Kaya Wendell comes in, and Brooke Garkey will go out. So Kaya Wendell, who is quite a server. There were some matches last year where she ran off so many in a row. I forget how many it was. It had to be a school record. Good serve by Kaya. And just free balling it over as Twin Valley South. Here's Maddie Rammel setting for Carly Stone, and Carly gets the kill. Give Rammel the assist. Carly Stone with another kill. That's number 10 in double figures now for Carly on the night. And another service point for Kaya Wendell. Once again, we'll be back on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com on Thursday. Fort Recovery will be hosting Arcanum on Thursday night. And there's another service point for Fort Recovery. It was a block. I think that was Maddie Rammel with the block. At least I'm going to give her credit for it. And another service point for Kaya Wendell. Kaya will serve again. Pass to the net. Here's the set. And just free-balling it over was Twin Valley South. Maddie Rammel will hit it over on the second hit and catches them asleep and gets the point. Give Maddie a kill. That is her fourth kill of the evening. Here's Kaya Wendell serving again, and it's an ace serve this time. I tell you, she gets on a run. She's something else. 4-0 now. Wendell will serve again. Dug out by Twin Valley South. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Kaya Wendell plays it. Here's the dink by Maddie Rammel. Now back over to Fort Recovery. Alexis Bupp. Here's a little dink by Carly Stone. She can't get the kill. Here's the hit by Twin Valley South's Claire Fergus. Now here's a smash by Cassidy Martin, and Cassidy gets the kill. Pretty sure that was Maddie Rammel with the assists. So give Cassidy Martin her fourth kill of the evening. That makes it 5-0 now. Fort Recovery leading, and another service point for Kaya Wendell. She has 10, 11, 12, 13 service points on the night already. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kaya Wendell passes to the net, and Fort Recovery can't play it. It went off the hands of Kelsey Judy, and Carly Stone couldn't catch up with it. And it's a point, Twin Valley South. So it's her first point of this set. It's 5-1 now. Serving now for the Lady Panthers is Mylon Cruz. It's a good serve, or is it? Yep, ace serve for Mylon Cruz right on the line. She will serve again. That makes it 5-2 now. That was way to the backside, and nobody could get to it. Mylon will serve again. She wears number 4. It's dug out by Kaya Wendell, passing to the net. Here's the hit by Cassidy Martin. Twin Valley South back over to Fort Recovery, and there's a kill by Maddie Rammel. Or was it? Nope, it was out of bounds. Rammel hit it out of bounds. Point, Twin Valley South. Service point for Mylon Cruz. Kaya Wendell plays the serve this time. Here's Carly Stone on a smash, and she gets the kill. Kill number 11 for Carly this evening. It makes it 6-3 after Twin Valley South had closed the gap to 5-3. And Maddie Rammel will serve this time for Fort Recovery. Rammel on a good serve, and Twin Valley South free balls it back. Here's Alexis Bupp to Maddie Rammel on the set for Carly Stone. Carly on the smash, can't get the kill. Back over to Fort Recovery. Bupp will pass to Rammel, and Cassidy Martin dinks it over and gets the kill. Give Rammel the assist, Cassidy Martin the kill. And for her, that's number 5. Timeouts called by Twin Valley South as Fort Recovery leading 7-3. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Summer's longest days are here, and Nature's Green Nursery wants you to be able to enjoy these long nights at home in your very own backyard. So visit Nature's Green Nursery for all of your outdoor furniture needs. They have a great selection for you to choose from. And be sure to check out all their beautiful annuals and pond plants, too. Nature's Green has just what you need for your home, garden, or outdoor spaces. Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery and Salina.
Okay, we're set to go here once again after the timeout. Here's Maddie Rammel serving. And there's the set for Twin Valley South, and the hit into the net by Claire Fergus, and it's Fort Recovery's point. So Maddie Rammel picks up another service point. She will serve again. This is out of bounds on the far side. Service error. That'll give the point to Twin Valley South. And that makes it 8-4 now. And serving for the Lady Panthers will be Allison Clark. Good serve by Clark. Dug out by Fort Recovery to Maddie Rammel. Here's the smash by Carly Stone. And give Rammel the assist. And Carly Stone with the kill. Number 12 for Carly tonight. Alexis Bupp will go out. Paige Judy will come in for Fort Recovery. Carly Stone will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. It is a good serve. And not being able to play it there was Allison Clark. She tried to dig it out, but it went backwards instead of forwards. And it's a service ace for Carly Stone. She has 4 aces tonight so far. And another one. Give her 5. That makes the score 11-4. Fort Recovery's leading 2-0. They won 25-8 and 25-6. There's the serve by Carly Stone, dug out by Twin Valley South. And free balling it back over for the Lady Panthers was Mylan Cruz. Here's Cassidy Martin on a smash. And it's a point. It's out of bounds by Martin. Point for Twin Valley South. Serving now for the Lady Panthers is Audrey Chesney. Chesney with a serve. That's good. Dug out by Kyle Wendell. Passing to Maddie Rammel at the net. Here's the smash by Cassidy Martin. Twin Valley South keeps it alive. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Kyle Wendell will pass to the net. Rammel sets for Paige Judy. And Paige gets a kill. Number four for Paige Judy this evening, who's only a sophomore for Fort Recovery. I think she is the only sophomore that's played any significant time here in the varsity match. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Here's the smash back to the Lady Indians. The set. There's Paige Judy and gets the kill. Kill number five makes it 13-5. Serving, by the way, for Fort Recovery, here's Hannah Kanapke. She has 5 service points on the evening. Hannah will serve again. It's good. Dug out by Twin Valley South to the net. Here's the smash back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel passing. Here's the hit by Olivia Patch, who's in the lineup now, and Olivia gets the kill. Olivia Patch with a kill, her first kill of the evening, and it's 14-5. Another service point there for Hannah Kanapke. And Hannah will serve again. She wears number 21. Here's the serve, and it is an ace serve. No, they can't get it across. I'm not going to give her an ace serve on that, but I'm going to go, obviously, it's a point, service point for Hannah Kanapke again. Makes it 15-5. Hannah Kanapke serving one more time. She's a junior on this Lady Indian team. Here's the dig. And the set by Twin Valley South. The smash back over to Fort Recovery is out of bounds on the hit there by Megan Carson. 16-5 now. Another service point for Hannah Kanapke. Hannah will serve again. And it's a good serve to the net. Here's the hit by the Lady Panthers, and it's out of bounds. That was hit out of bounds there by Twin Valley South's Claire Fergus. Another service point for Fort Recovery's Hannah Kanapke. One of the things about the Lady Indians serving tonight, they've made very few service errors. Very, very few. Which is a very good positive this evening. Got to keep that ball in play. Twin Valley South back over after a successful serve again. Here's the smash by Paige Judy. Twin Valley South free balls it over. Maddie Rammel will set. Olivia Patch on the outside hit and dinks it over for the kill. So Olivia Patch gets her second kill here. Olivia, she's only a sophomore, getting some minutes here in this third set. Another serve by Hannah Kanapke. Here's the set. It's another good serve. Back over to Fort Recovery. Rammel will set for Fort Recovery's Hannah Kanapke. And now Twin Valley South gets it back over on the deep smash. Here's Olivia Patch on the smash and gets the kill. That's 3 kills now for Olivia Patch. 19-5 now. Fort Recovery leads by 14. And another service point for Hannah Kanapke here. It's dug out by Twin Valley South. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone passing to Maddie Rammel. And in the net is Paige Judy. Point for Twin Valley South. So that's one way to stop the serve there for Fort Recovery. As Hannah Kanapke had run off a whole bunch of points there. and this serve is out of bounds service here by Twin Valley South, so that gives another point to Fort Recovery, and it's now 20-6. Coming out is Maddie Rammel. Coming in is Paige Fortkamp. I think this is the first appearance for Paige. Also, Olivia Patch goes out. Kelsey Judy will be serving. Here comes the serve from Kelsey. And it is an ace serve. It was Twin Valley South tried to field it there, but could not do it. So I'm going to go ahead and give Kelsey an ace serve on that. She has several tonight. She will serve again. It's 21-6 now. Lady Indians by 15. Twin Valley South returns it. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. The smash. And the kill for Paige Fortkamp. Her first kill of the evening. Actually, I think that was her first hit of the evening in the varsity match here. 22-6 now. Another service point for Kelsey Judy. Kelsey will serve again. 22-6. Lady Indians leading two sets to none, breezing along tonight. Back over, here's the set. Now Paige Judy will free ball it over, back to Fort Recovery, and there's a kill for Twin Valley South, one of the very few for them. Megan Carson picks up a kill. I only have Twin Valley South for two kills this evening. That's it. Mackenzie Neal will serve now. Official asking something, I don't know what that was all about, of one of the Twin Valley South players. Here's the serve, a good one. Here's the smash. And Fortkamp gets another kill. Paige Fortkamp with the kill. That gives a service back to Fort Recovery. We're down to 23-7 now. Lady Indians needs two more points to wrap up this match, leading already two sets to none. And going back to try to get that done is Alexis Bupp. Alexis has six service points already this evening. No aces. Here's a good serve. The set and the hit by Twin Valley South. And Fort Recovery can't play it. Give the kill there to Twin Valley South's Megan Carson. Her second kill here in recent times. That ball actually rolled across the top of the net, and that makes it extra hard to field. Official says we're not quite ready to go yet. The libero serving here for Twin Valley South, who is Sydney Mao. Good serve. Here's the set and the smash. And Twin Valley South able to play it. A block, though, by Fortkamp. They're going to give her the point. Give the block to Paige Fortkamp. So she just came in recently. She has two kills and a block. And it's 24-8. Here we go with the match point, Kaya Wendell. Miss almost always perfect on the serves. Good serve there. Here's Fortkamp on the smash. Played by Twin Valley South. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery, but out of bounds. And that is it. Fort Recovery has won 25-8 here in this third set. And the match goes to Fort Recovery. They go to 1-0 on the year. Twin Valley South goes to 0-1 as the opening match for both teams here tonight. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Hi, this is Joyce, Deli Manager at Wayne Street Markets. The heat is rising outside, and so is our prices. Too hot to cook? Try our deli chicken and JoJo fries. On Wednesday after 3 and all day on Sundays, we have a 12-piece bucket chicken with JoJo fries for $12.99. Save $2. Also, don't forget, every Tuesday, Tenderloin Tuesday, $2.69 a sandwich and $4.29 for a meal. Don't forget, in August, schools will be starting. Watch for children and school buses. And always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street, IGA, and Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Yeah, we'll give you our unofficial stats here for the Lady Indians tonight. They win in three sets, 25-8, 25-6, and 25-8. They won the junior varsity match also 25-16, 25-13 over the Lady Panthers. For Fort Recovery, Carly Stone had her usual terrific night with 12 kills on the evening. She also ended up with five ace serves on the night. She had no normal service points, just all aces. Olivia Patch had three kills on the evening this evening. Kelsey Judy ended up with a total of, let's see here, six and 9 and 12, 15, I believe, service points for Kelsey Judy. She had 3, 6, 7 aces out of the 15 for Kelsey Judy. Nice night serving for Kelsey. Hannah Kanapke ended up with 11 service points, including 2 aces. Also, Cassidy Martin had a total of 5 kills this evening. Maddie Rammel ended up with 7 service points, 4 kills and 2 blocks. Also, it was Kaya Wendell with 14 service points, including 2 aces this evening. Brooke Garkey had a total of 2 kills and 2 blocks. It was Paige Fortkamp with 2 kills and a block. Paige Judy ended up with 5 kills. Alexis Bupp had 6 service points. Again, a stellar night for Carly Stone, leading the way with 12 kills and 5 ace serves. And just our service percentage tonight was just fantastic. Just very, very few service errors for the Lady Indians this evening. And we held Twin Valley South to hardly any kills and hardly any service points either. So again, Fort Recovery improves to 1-0 on the year as they will move on to play Arcanum on Thursday. We'll be there at Arcanum. Actually, it'll be at home. We'll be there at the Fortside Fieldhouse to bring you the matchup. Fort Recovery hosting Arcanum Thursday night. Again, JV will start around 5:30 with the varsity to be at about 6:30 on Thursday evening. So we invite you to tune in for that. That's going to wrap it up for us from Twin Valley South. Again, we thank the folks here at Twin Valley South for their hospitality. I'm Rob Weaver saying have a very pleasant good evening.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.